Hello there, you are listening to Inspirato Projecto. It's now November 24th, my birthday, the day after Fibonacci sequence date, which is 1123. Tonight, we got a show, Dana Point, Stillwater.
Hello.
We have a show in Dana Point at Stillwater with Yachtly Crew. So, that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Celebrate my birthday. I'm trying to look for my Uber app. Oh, here we go. We got Uber on its way. Arriving soon. 1 minute away. 1 minute away. Humberto. Curious what his story is going to be. I trust it's going to be something exciting, something unique, and something unexpected. Everyone's got exciting stories to tell. Isn't that interesting? We've all got exciting stories to tell. So we're going to dive deep on this one. See what kind of interesting songs we can get this driver to sing. Ooh, is that them rounding the corner? Here we are, rounding the corner. Here we go. Hello.
How's it going, man?
Good, how are you? Is it cool? Can I hang this back here? Happy belated Thanksgiving, by the way.
Same to you. Same to you.
Thank you. Did you grow up out here?
No, I grew up in West Covina.
Oh, okay.
You know where is that at?
West Covina, yeah.
West Covina, yeah.
Yeah. So, what did you have for Thanksgiving?
Excuse me?
What did you eat for Thanksgiving?
My mom made tamales.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Get ready, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get my...
Yeah, what about you? Some turkey?
I live with my sister. She's vegan, and so we had a very un-meat product whatchamacallit, Thanksgiving. So it was really cool. She made vegan shepherd's pie, vegan apple. Or wait, was it? Yeah, vegan apple pie. Just great. And I had wonderful friends over, and so it was really cool to. To eat the delicious food and have fun, drink wine, and get rowdy. It's always good, you know. It's like when you come back come back together with your friends and family, especially, you know, those who maybe you don't see that often. It just really reaffirms that importance of community and being around those who you love and encourage one another. And,
you know?
So what do you like to do outside of driving Uber? What are some of your talents and passions or hobbies, if you will?
I enjoy, I like reading. I actually right now I want to put a business on. This is like my little side job just to, you know, save money to, I want to put a cafe.
A cafe?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's my goal. I'm working on it. So right now I'm just putting like most of my time. And I'm not working into planning and, you know, figuring out stuff.
Oh, so you're planning it all out.
Yeah, planning it out.
Wow, this is great. So where did you first get the inspiration to want to put that together?
I have worked in the previous cafe, so I decided that I like working in the food industry. So I'm like, I'm going to give it a try, you know, I'm going to do it.
So, oh, that's great. It's always interesting to me to find out where people's inspirations for what they end up really diving into, where that first spark comes from, you know? And what's always admirable to me is the decision that person makes in keeping up with following that.
Yes.
You know, they're not listening to the statistics or the odds or naysayers or killjoy. They're just going, you know what? Here's an idea. I got to see how this happens. I got to make it happen in my reality.
Yeah, and the thing is that drives you and motivates you is because you're able to see the finished product, you know? That's what keeps you alive from all this. I mean, the process is hard, you know? All those little things are not going to work the way you want them to work. But if you can see the end result, that's going to drive you and keep, you know, give you the energy to keep going. And because, I mean, people are going to always sanitize, it's not going to work. So but if you can see it in your head, you know, you're gonna do it. So
just imagine how many things we have today that were invented by people who they had a dream. They woke up in a feverish from a dream, in cold sweat, and they're going, "Oh my gosh, this is brilliant! I gotta write this down. I gotta get into my laboratory right away." And next thing you know, you got something like the light bulb, for instance, or a cell phone, you know. And, you know, imagine how many people they had along the way going, "Wait, are you kidding me? There's no way that you can carry a phone with you around. There's no way that you'll be able to, you know," so it's so fun. You know, there's no skin off their back for them to say no to something, right? It's always easy to say no. But what really matters is that momentum that comes along with following it, you know, and you keep putting those little pieces together where, you know, first you have the inspiration, then you come up with the idea and you go, "Oh, you know what, let me just do a little bit of research," and then you get a little bit of information, you go, "Ooh, okay, that's exciting," you know, and then you talk to someone else who might already be doing it, then they give you a little piece of information, so you're packing that snowball together. it's just getting bigger and bigger.
It goes like that, you know. Since you're just thinking it the whole day, like they said, the law of attraction, you know, you're just thinking, you're seeing stuff and you're creating more things in your head, and you know, that's how it is. When you have something in your mind, just everything you see or you hear, you're just attracting it. That's what you're paying attention to, and just getting more ideas and more ideas and making them, you know, bigger and better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's so cool too is that like for instance with when you first had inspirations to do this, did you notice things popping up out of the woodwork where maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe someone mentions a comment in like a Facebook, you know, page or something, or, you know, little things that where they go, "Oh, this might be a good spot for a cafe," and you go, "Oh, yeah," you know, and then you do a little research, you go, "Yeah, that actually would be a great spot for a cafe."
Yeah, and, you know, actually, from Uber, that's why I joined Uber too, because I want to see, be able to see every city and see, you know, potential people.
Brilliant.
And that's what I mean, before I used to work for Starbucks, I used to deliver to them. I know every single Starbucks, like everything in LA. So I got to see, you know, where Starbucks sells the most. But now as an Uber driver, I'm able to see the city and, you know, the people and everything. So it's
brilliant.
Giving more and more, you know, more ideas, more concept where it's going to work the best. So that's what I joined doing Uber, just for, you know, for also to save money, you know, of course. But the main thing was to get more.
What a great way to do it too, because you're getting paid while you're out there scouting locations.
Exactly.
How cool, man! That's the way to really make things work for you, you know. Oh yeah, right here. This is perfect.
Okay.
Wow, Humberto, right?
Yeah.
Hey man, I foresee extraordinary things for you.
Thank you, Kurt. You have a nice.
It's gonna be great. I just may be playing at your open mic someday.
Thank you, Kurt.
Oh, by the way, if you like going to see live bands and stuff, this is a band that I'm in. I'm actually going to play in Dana Point tonight. It's called Yachtly Crew. We play like Christopher Cross and Michael McDonald and Steely Dan. All love songs. All good old-fashioned love songs. And hold on, I'm going to come over this side. They're all good, you know, love songs and just good vibes and positivity. So
yeah, I can see you're a nice guy. I can feel your energy.
Cool, man. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, man. You have a great day.
Yeah.
That was cool. Humberto, he's got a dream, and that dream is coming true moment by moment. All right, folks, we'll talk to you more later. So Yachtly Cruise, we're loading stuff in Yachtly Cruise here at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. I'm standing out here in the back in the parking lot. It's my birthday. What a wonderful way to spend a birthday. Now, on the way here, I was reminded, because Phil the Ocean is, he's got a really cool train that goes around his apartment. This coffee's good. Goes around his apartment. Started me thinking about that idea. And I don't know if I included it here at all on the podcast. My idea for a movie called Westward Gold. Westward Gold. And it all takes place on a train called the Westward Gold. The whole movie, Westward Gold. So that just popped into my brain. I was looking at this thing on the wall where it shows these various bands and whatnot. There's something. Oh, that's right. Okay. Good, 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 good. Sometimes you got to do that. You know, if you have an idea and you're struck with inspirato and then you go in the other room and then you forget, and then sometimes it's good to go back to that original spot where you had that idea and then bam, it gets you. It's still kind of hanging around over there. So anyway, the Salton Sea, if any of you have been to the Salton Sea. If any of you have been to the Salton Sea, you definitely know what it's like out there. There's a dead fish smell that permeates the air. It's a town that was built to be a resort town, like a Palm Springs kind of thing. However, they realized that the fish that were in there, they didn't realize that the fish were going to die, that there was actually salt somehow in the water that ended up coming up to the surface, so all those fish died. So the whole town just smells like dead fish. And you see little trailers here and there, mostly little trailers, a couple of houses, but it's kind of a ghost town. And so I had this idea of a band that claims to be Salton Sea's number one band. And so they're from the Salton Sea. Now the funny thing is, there really isn't any clubs or anything out there at the Salton Sea, as far as I know. There really isn't a place to play. So it seemed kind of funny to have a band from the Salton Sea. I don't know if they sing all about the Salton Sea, if they sing about something different. However, I can only imagine what that's like to grow up out there in the Salton Sea. I went out there one time with my buddy Crafty St. James, who's putting together a movie called Extracted. And we took a ride out there. We were looking out there for locations. And gosh, there is just... It's falling apart out there. So, yeah, the Salton Sea. I don't know what the band would be called, but they would be called the number one, you know, the one number one band. And Salton Sea's number one favorite band. We're in the midst of, as one would call it, a sound check. So, you're invited to take a peek into what's going on back here. We've gotten the curtains closed. The curtains are closed here at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. Oh, I guess we're done.
Wants to do it now.
Let's just hope he wants to do it now. There's you heard it here first. We're not allowed to put this out there into the world. However, I definitely want to share it with you. Nick Hexum from 311. might end up singing The Cure's love song with us at the arena. It's our benefit show for Borderline, for the victims of the Borderline shooting. So that might happen. We're playing at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds tonight, 11/24, my birthday, day after Fibonacci sequence. I'm going to give you our set list. I never do this, but I'm going to do this for you. Here we go. The first set, Hold the Line, Low Down, How Long, Things We Do, Man Eater, What a Fool, Peg, Steal Away, Could You Be Loved, Escape, Caribbean Queen, Sailing, Love Will Find a Way, Rosanna, Baker Street. Second set, Africa.
Ooh, that's great! Oh, I'm so excited. That is great!
The Vlad already raised $3,935 for our benefit show. Oh, that's so exciting.
Sell 100%, we're gonna have like $8,000 for the victims. Huh?
Whoa! Oh my god!
Peg, Steal Away, Could You Be Loved, Escape, Caribbean Queen, Sailing. Oh wait, no. Whoops. Okay, second set. Africa, Call Me Al, Still the One, Rich Girl, Somebody's Baby, Take Me Home Tonight, Baby Come Back, Ride Like the Wind, Make My Dreams Come True, Even the Nights Are Better, Lido Shuffle, Hotel California, Either Keep Forgetting or Careless Whispers, Reel In The Ears, Easy or All Night Long. So, if you come out to Stillwater Spirits and Sounds, that's what we got tonight. All right, I should skedaddle. Take care. It is now 8:11 a.m. That's awesome, infinity. And we got the gateway number there, 8:11 a.m. on 11/26/2018. Oh my god, 26 is 8. I'm dealing with a palindrome right now. Right now. 8:11 a.m. on 11/26/2018. Incredible. Incredible. I had an extraordinary birthday. November 24th, I had an extraordinary time over there at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. They brought out a cake. They sang to me. Everybody got me this high-tech, the band bought me this high-tech bottle of whiskey here. Basil Hayden's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It looks like a work of art. Last night I saw The Man Who Fell to Earth, which is phenomenal. A great David Bowie, I would say, experimental film. I saw The Lobster, which is another awesome movie. And then, before I went to bed, Coherence, which is another phenomenal movie. The acting is great. The cinematography is great. The story is phenomenal. I'm not even going to talk about what it may or may not be about. So, I'm going to be at 11 a.m. I'm going to be meeting Sergio Pinheiro. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Pinheiro.
He did the movie Forever. He was at the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. He's friends with my friend Tiffany. Met him through her. Oh, actually, you can hear the interview with him and the writer of Forever. Sergio directed it. You can hear that interview in a few podcasts ago, quite a few podcasts ago. Just look for the podcasts that say Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival, which reminds me, I still have part three to release of that. So I still got to release part three. I'm reminding you to remind me to upload that. I just signed in to Twitter, and there's going to be a Mars landing today between 11 a.m. and, oh no, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which means 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So, oh wait. So one of their Twitters says, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The other Twitter here says, around 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I just might have to tune into this while we're talking. It's amazing just how much people can claim to know about a planet and they've never been there. It's puzzling to me. They claim to know what's on the inside of the planet. They claim to know what's on the surface. And yet we have so much unexplored territory here on Earth. So much unexplored territory. We don't know what's at the bottom of our oceans, for instance. There's an entire alien civilization lying burrowed in the middle of our Earth, for instance. And interesting. Very, very interesting. We'll see. Will there be video footage of this? Will it just be artist rendering, like we always see of satellites, like we always see of the space station? Check out sometime. Look up. It's just a curious thing. Very, 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 very curious. Look up Starman glitch. Glitches. Starman glitches. Look up Starman glitches. And then look up Space Station green screen or chroma key. Just look those up if you want to go down the rabbit hole on some very interesting stuff. For the curious minded, it's really worth it to take a look at this stuff. It's interesting. It's interesting how some of the same minds that are very, very open to what the news tells us are the same minds. You know, they'll just take what's there, like, okay, here's just what's on the news because it's popularly broadcasted to everybody. A lot of those minds are some of the are the same minds that are not willing to look deeper into other news that is not widely broadcasted. We can't help but wonder, why is this news out there? That's the other interesting thing. You look at that news. You know, okay, what's the news that's widely popular and playing everywhere? What's the value of it? And then what's the value of all the other news that is not being broadcasted to us? The stuff that's quite interesting. Let's just say the very curious stuff. Actually, let's go through this right now. I'll give you a good Google search here. Actually, YouTube. We're gonna go on YouTube. So here we go. Let's see. Space station. Green screen. Oh, there we go. Check them out. It's it's so interesting. Oh my gosh, what? What? This guy just appeared on the screen. Whoa. Oh. No way. Like they superimpose. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, just look at some of this stuff. I'm not going to tell you what is or what isn't. Oh my God, that's funny. You can hear the guy go, not anything unusual about that, necessarily. Hold on a second. So this guy just appears on the screen. Hold on, let's hear what the commentator on here has to say about this. Hold on. Now remember, we see a shot of inside of the space station. An astronaut was just floating there. She came over towards the camera. And now all of a sudden, an astronaut is about to, like, appear on the screen. Like, you'd see, he's just appear. Like, he doesn't walk onto the screen, doesn't float onto the screen. He just appears. All right, hold on. Let's hear what the commentator has to say about that.
NASA video.
It is a real honor to be able to touch base with the International Space Station, and that's what we're doing right now, visiting with Commander...
You see anything funny there?
Commander, on the International Space Station...
There is a little wipe that you might have seen as they switched characters. Nothing unusual about that, necessarily. They changed interviews. They just had a time switch, let's say, between that character and this character, who appears to be on a harness, for sure... But we're not going to worry about that.
So interesting. So anyway, there are a lot of there are a lot of curious things going on out there. A lot of really interesting stuff. I think it's all worth looking into. It's definitely all worth looking into. If you got a curious nature, if you're someone who appreciates CGI, if you're someone who appreciates see David Lynch stuff, if you appreciate Alice in Wonderland, if you got a curious nature, it's really worth checking out this stuff. It's always worth it. It's always worth it to look at it. That stuff is always interesting. The 9/11 stuff, there's some interesting videos where I'm not going to get deep into it. But it's just really interesting. Let's just say that. Let's just say that. That'll just lead you down a whole crazy rabbit hole. So, that's a seed I'm planting in your brain. Just let's see how it works. It's magic. I'll be interviewing Sergio, so that's coming up next. The Zinspirato Projecto. Keep that in mind. So far, this episode is 30 minutes. So I'm going to fill it up with another 10 minutes here. I didn't realize that already we had 30 minutes on this. And I prefer to keep the podcast around an hour or less. Sometimes they go hour 15, sometimes hour 20. I'm not trying to make feature films here. I'm just, oh God, here she comes with the coffee. I absolutely love the coffee that y'all create here. Oh my God. Do you know what brand this is? Oh, thank you. Oh my God. There's something that just tastes so different about diner coffee than, Oh, man. Ooh, hits a spot. I'll be like probably 3 or 4 cups of coffee in by the time Sergio gets here. So I figured I would record probably, you know, maybe next 10 minutes here before he arrives. Stop it, upload this, and then record another one fresh with Sergio. Wowzers, man. Another beautiful day in California. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way? How was your Thanksgiving? Did you spend it with friends, family? Did you go to KFC? Notice some folks on Instagram were going to KFC. Wow, I just can't get those movies out of my head. Coherence, you've got to check out Coherence. It came out a few years ago, and I cannot believe it didn't make more waves, so to speak. Maybe because it takes place in one location, basically one location. It was great. The acting was great. It's like natural speaking. People are talking over each other. It's cool. It's really innovative. That one is just wow. The lobster. Wow. These concepts. I love it. We're starting to see more and more of these kinds of I don't know if I'll even say surreal. I guess surreal. Dreamlike. Dreamreal. I've seen more and more of this kind of stuff out there in the world. It's permeating. The dream life is filtering into this life. And as we've heard on many occasions, the dream life is actually the real, is the real deal. Is the real deal. What we're doing right now, with us talking, this is the dream life. So it's a backwards thing. It's a backwards thing. Maybe those who invented the yin-yang symbol actually knew that. Maybe they knew that. Because you're dipping into it. We got a little white piece over here in the black area. We got a little black piece over here in the white area. And they each contained elements of one another. If you notice, like in your dreams, if you think immediately in your brain, you go, oh, this is going to happen. Oh my gosh, I was just awoken this morning. I had this dream where there were... This is probably a representation of my cats just being jerks to each other. Always swiping at each other, jumping on each other, biting each other's necks. So I hope that's just playfulness. But sure, well, when they scream like bloody murder, you can't help but wonder, okay, is someone really getting hurt over there? It's difficult to tell which one is the real... Which one is actually like, ouch, I'm actually hurt, and which one's like, hey, I'm annoyed, get him off me, he's biting my neck. So in this dream, I remember I was walking along, and those who were hurting each other, those who were hurting others, one of my big phrases, this is crazy, I would lay my hand on their head and I go, I'm gonna explode your brain. And I put my hand on their head and I just liquefy their brain. Because I didn't like how they were treating each other. In no way do I want to do that to my cats. In no way do I want to do that to anyone. So it's quite interesting. So if that's the real life, was I actually liquefying people's brains? Bum, bum, bum. Now, if we are to continually play with that idea that we're all just vibrations, we're frequencies, we're vibrations, brrr, moving along. Like, for instance, I just read this article about how out of all these different species, animals, humans, out of all these different species, these scientists found out that we came from a single pair. We all came from that. All the animals, everything, all the people, all the birds, all the reptiles, everything you can imagine all came from that thing. When you look at, this is interesting, sometime check out photos of feti. Check out the feti. Check out the feti of animals and humans. They look exactly this, like, or embryo, my faux pas. Embryos. We all got these little tails. So I'm wondering at what point the universe decides that thing is going to turn into this other thing. It's quite crazy. So, kind of how I was talking about in the last segment, how do any of us even actually know how many, you know, when you get into millions, and especially when you get into billions, how can anybody, a limited human brain, how can any limited human brain say, this is billions of light years away? Oh, this one's 8 billion, that one's 12 billion. How do you do that? And then this planet is this thick. Deep down into this planet, there's this. Deep down in the planet, there's that. It's got this on the surface. It definitely challenges one's beliefs. This is why it's good to kind of be very fluid with the foundations that we put our feet on. The other thing is to note that many times what goes along with the idea of a belief system is that it's formed part of your identity now. You have built up, like, credits, so to speak. You've built up credits throughout time believing that specific thing, choosing that as a foundation, you know, a pillar. Since everything is ever-changing, it might be good to be as changing, as shape-shifting, as things shape-shift, evolve, move forward. As everything evolves, we will evolve along with it. It's something that something to think about, something to consider. I'm looking at a photo right now on the wall of all these people, each held in their own specific belief systems, their own, you know, strong opinions, their own particular musical tastes, political beliefs. These very strong identifiers for them, their own specific packaged. Hey, Sergio's here. Hold on, we're going to start a brand new podcast. We'll talk more later.